Russell Nkachinda is a leading opposition figure in Zambia, and we're very concerned as Human Rights Watch that he was convicted using a law, not only is it a colonial era 1965 law, that was used by previous leaders in Zambia to clamp down on civil society, opposition, media, and other critics, but also that this is a law that the current president of Zambia, Mr. Hakainde Hichilema, denounced while he was in opposition, that it was an unfair, unjust, and a law that should not be on the books of any democratic nation. So that's our first concern as Human Rights Watch regarding the conviction and sentencing of Russell Nkachinda.
Part of your statement read that sending a leading opposition figure to prison under a law that previous administration notoriously used to silence critics is a blot on President Hichilema's record. But supporters are saying that that cannot be a true reflection of what is going on in the ground, especially when that person has been taken through the legal process and has been found guilty of committing a crime.
Indeed. You see, under the International Convention on Civil and Political Rights, which Zambia ratified in 1984, so those convicted of crimes must benefit from the imposition of lighter sentences. This is not a very light sentence by any stretch of the imagination. And secondly, Human Rights Watch has consistently opposed the criminal defamation laws, whose provisions send people to prison for nonviolent speech offenses. So Human Rights Watch, we say, in case where someone is offended by speech, nonviolent speech especially, then they can pursue that as a civil matter instead of sending critics, opposition, media, and political opponents to prison for nonviolent speech. Further, the United Nations Human Rights Committee, further states that, on the freedom of expression, right, that imprisonment is never an appropriate penalty for defamation.
Some Zambians are saying, calling on the president to quash Nkachinda's conviction, basically it's calling on the president to interfere or undermine the rule of law, which they said will create chaos and instability.
I mean, we would want to echo the statement of the Chapter 1 Foundation in Zambia, which is an organization which promotes constitutionalism and the rule of law in that country, which says, prosecuting Nkachinda using a law that was repealed, and it was repealed on the acknowledgement that that law undermines Zambia's democratic credentials, is quite problematic. And second of all, I think it also speaks to a broader deterioration of civil and political rights in Zambia, where there is a willingness to prosecute citizens who are critical of government, and that is very concerning. In addition to that, as Human Rights Watch, we are saying that the conviction and sentencing of Nkachinda actually speaks to broader issues of depriving people of their right to freedom of speech and other fundamental rights that are enshrined in the Zambian Constitution, as well as international standards that Zambia ascended to.
Supporters of the ruling party are saying that a lot of criticisms have been leveled against and continue to be leveled against President Hichilema. But then going to an extent, they argue that the allegations that the president summoned judges to his home to intimidate and coerce them into passing judgment favorable to him in legal battles with the opposition Patriotic Front basically creates division and instability, they argue. Your reaction to that?
I mean, all public figures in Zambia, including President Hakainde Hichilema himself, are legitimately subject to criticism. So, elected public officials in a country that espouses democratic credentials should have a greater tolerance to criticism, scrutiny, and even some things that they may not personally like to be said about them. What is important, though, we should not lose focus of this, is that an environment should prevail that should allow Zambians to be able to exercise their basic rights and freedoms without fear of reprisals, without fear of being sent to jail for nonviolent speech offenses.